What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stirred Spirits.
All right. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Stirred Spirits. I'm Thomas Saradarian.
And I'm Hadley Dion.
It's a pleasure to be back into our very professional recording studio here in Salt Lake.
I thought you were going to say it's a pleasure to meet you. And I was
I've already met you.
Several times.
Several times. Time and time again. But it's good to be back. I've missed the show. We record, you know, like...
Are you patting yourself down with a paper towel?
Yes, I am. I'm currently actively mopping the sweat off of my brow as we speak. It's going to get worse before it gets better. We literally just started recording. By the end of this, I'll have sweated through this shirt. In any case, we have a live audience, one could say.
I really feel that way. Correct. Yes.
We have two guests here that are attentively viewing our antics.
Well, one is kind of in the corner, but the other is part
right
of the circle,
here. Yes,
but
I think you
quiet.
Might hear her laugh if we inspire such mirth throughout this episode. In any case, it's been a while, Hadley. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
People seem to like this podcast, as we've discovered since the month that we've released it. So
I
that's
think they're
been,
all liars.
They're all liars, maybe. But I choose to believe that this is a good piece of content we're bringing to the world.
Some messy content.
Some messy, messy content. And we've got a special guest here. So if you remember episode 3, Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
Long time ago. V-Haunted, as it was the title, if anyone can count. Olivia mentioned her friend Jerry. And we are lucky enough to have Jerry live in the studio with us this
evening.
He was a hard get. We had to fight tooth and nail for Jerry. His dance card was full. His calendar was booked.
His writer was wild.
His rate was high.
We paid Jerry $3,000 to appear on the podcast.
I mean,
evening.
Yeah, it was a little low, but
it was a little low. He did us a favor, but Jerry, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and like I said, even better now that I have a drink.
Wonderful. What are we drinking this evening, Jerry?
Whenever I do drink, I usually have a cranberry, lime, and vodka. I keep it really simple. Yeah, that's what we're having tonight.
What's your history with this drink? Tell us about your personal connection with it.
I just really love cranberries, I think. Solid. And I was like, that seems like a great drink.
The tartness is oddly refreshing,
yeah,
I find, in
exactly.
many contexts.
And it's easy to drink. Like, you can't taste the alcohol. You can, but it's not
too
bad.
The way I mix them, I think everyone has been tasting
the alcohol. I was
going to
say my first sip was just
vodka. Wonderful. But this is a refreshing drink. I believe it was featured in the, what's that movie with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling?
I'm really bad with movies.
Come
probably.
On,
what
help
movie
me out
is
here.
That?
Come on, help me out here. It's the one with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling from 2013, where Ryan Gosling teaches Steve Carell how to like attract women.
Oh,
and
crazy stupid love.
Yes, like Steve Carell orders cranberry vodka.
Wow.
Anyway, let's move on to what you probably want to hear, which is Jerry's very haunted past. So Olivia has hyped
and
you up,
present.
Jerry.
Yeah.
True. Yes, past, present, true. Hopefully the future. Well, maybe hopefully not the future, but Olivia has hyped you up to astronomical levels. Don't let the listeners down,
so.
Jerry. You've got
rightfully
a lot to
so.
Live up to.
Yes.
So first of all, I guess maybe the good tie-in question would be how you know Olivia.
So I actually met Olivia through a friend of ours named Ben. And I actually met her when I was on set of a music video that we did together, me and Ben. And then I didn't really get to talk to her too much, but the first time we officially met is what she mentioned in the podcast, where we went mini golfing together, and then I told her that a dog was following her. So that's where we really connected, like she said. And then from then on, we were both like, we're very spooky, so we're going to be spooky together. And so we have many times.
That's a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
I wish I had a ghost dog and a ghost friend. Yeah. I
or
guess
a friend
is Hadley
at all.
My ghost friend? I don't know. How
I don't think
work?
We're friends.
I don't think we're friends.
We're just co-hosts. We're
professional contacts.
Yeah. Outside of this, nope.
Nope. No speaking. So what is your history? Start from the beginning. Day one, you came out the womb, a bright, bushy-tailed baby boy.
So my whole family actually has a history of seeing ghosts. My grandfather can see them. My grandma's never really talked about it, but she's definitely able to see them. And my mom can really, really, really see ghosts. So she's had a really, really rough past with it. And she had me when she was pretty young. So she said when I was around 2 or 3, I was still very behind the crowd and I wasn't able to like walk or talk very much. And I was just kind of like chill. Like I didn't do much as a baby. But she said there was one time specifically that I came up to her and it was around the time that I still couldn't walk or talk very well. And I just waltzed right up to her and I was like, this ghost says hi. And I walked back to whatever I was doing as if nothing happened.
Which
and continued.
Ghost was it?
It was one that had like been really, really bothering her for a really long time. And I said the name of the ghost too. So she knew him by name.
What was his name?
I don't say names. Like, it's just, like, it's too spooky. Like, okay, I literally never right. say names.
I'm gonna close the door real quick. Okay. I know everyone's gonna hate that, but it's really loud.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're good.
It's gonna get hot. Can't wait to record in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be... As the sweat literally drips down my brain. Yes. The winter. All right, well, you don't say names, Jerry.
Yeah, I don't say names, just because it gets... really spooky if you do. It's like summoning something to me. Like, I don't know what okay. it is. Like, you just, like, bring it to you. So I'm like, don't do names. But, yeah, so my mom was freaked out that I did this, mm-hmm. especially since I could not speak very well. And I, like, in a full-on sentence just told her, like, hey, this ghost says hi. And she was just like, okay, well, my son can see ghosts, so that's great. And so she freaked out. But I've just had so many things happen, so I guess it really just depends on, like, what you guys want to hear. There's so many stories.
Well, okay, let's think.
Well, I mean, because you were saying you had thought about through some of them before you came.
Yeah.
So, like, did thinking through it, like, were there any highlights where you were like, oh, this is, like, one I have to mention?
So I guess there's kind of just a route of how I would have to explain it to everybody because, like I said, I've been able to do it my whole life. So when I was younger, I didn't really understand exactly what it meant. I never had any of the moments where I had, like, imaginary friends and I would, like, explain to everyone that I had this friend named Walt, like, whatever. But I've always
had... Just named Walt? Was that your
just
friend?
Walt? No. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Oh no, he's someone.
Busted.
One.
Yeah.
You're like names. No.
Not in my apartment. Yeah.
Walt will just stay here. So I
sick. Adley's yeah. super stoked. Walt's gonna
her face
be
is just
out
like
this
absolutely
evening.
Not.
Yeah. Like, is he nice?
Yeah, is he cute?
Is he cute? How old?
Did you know, listeners, that Hadley's single? As we've discussed
oh my God.
A great length on this podcast.
That's the yeah. worst.
Does Walt? What was your mom saying? Walt needs to know how to work computers
work
for her.
Work computers.
Yeah.
I think be ambitious.
Be ambitious, professionally driven. Anyway,
fantastic.
So Walt, not here.
Yeah.
So sorry, Deb. Hadley won't be dating him. But continue.
Wait, so what was I saying? I can't even remember.
I know. We're horrible.
Imaginary
we interrupt
friends.
All
oh,
of
imaginary
our
friends.
Guests.
Yeah. So
guests get so mad at us and we're like, we're sorry, we're drunk. Okay.
Anyway, continue.
Jerry's trying to talk.
So yeah, I didn't have any imaginary friends. I only had issues with always feeling like I was being watched. So I remember being really young and like playing with just like random toys and just looking back being like, there's definitely something like in this room, but I don't know what it is. And it was like constant all the time. And it wasn't until high school that I really started to get pretty spooked constantly where I would just, it was just like always there. And it wasn't until this guy from my school actually died in a really bad accident, like a car accident. And we had a memorial service and I saw him running up and down the aisles of people, just like shaking people and being like, oh my God, like, please, like, look at me. I'm right in front of you. I'm right in front of you.
Oh, that's like an emotionally
yeah.
like upsetting
that
ghost.
Gave me,
yeah,
it was,
that's not fun.
No.
Like
no.
he knew, but it was like, you can't
we're
see me and I don't understand that.
Yeah,
this evening.
Exactly. So this is probably the deepest it's going to get, wow. but we're going to start
okay.
off real
all right.
deep.
Well, let's, yeah, okay.
So that's what happened. And I remember Jesus. Seeing him and just like peeking over and being like, okay, this is crazy. Like, this is all in my head. I don't know what's going on. Like, I can't, there's no way this is actually happening. Like, I'm making this up. And then he like finally kind of like passed by me. And I remember almost like looking at him directly. And then he came running back at me and he was like, you can see me. And I was like,
ooh.
Yeah, but like I can't do anything about it.
Well, so did you were you speaking with
I
like,
wasn't
mentally,
speaking. Yeah,
like,
it was all
okay.
mental, which makes me feel even more insane about it. But then I was like, okay, so this isn't happening. Like, whatever. That's what I was thinking. But I was still, like, having all these thoughts and interactions.
Did he touch you, or, like, did he, like, grab
no,
you?
No, it wasn't any, like, I didn't feel any, like, physical touches or anything. He was just standing right in front of me, and he was like, you can see me. And he was like, you need to say something. Like, why, like, you're crazy not to do something about this. And I was like,
this is a lot. Like,
yeah. And I was like, how can I do something about this? Like, look at your mother. Look at the way she's reacting to this. Like, there's no way I could actually do something.
And like, be like, your son is here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would create this thing that's supposed to be about you, about me, either going crazy or, like, people just, like, hating me for the rest of forever.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't even think this is actually happening. So I'm done. And then I remember just kind of, like, trying to ignore it. And then he just got super frustrated and, like, moved on.
I mean, did he know he was dead? Like, what was...
Yeah, he knew he was dead. So it wasn't one of those circumstances where it was, like, they didn't know he was dead, or they were dead. And so, like, they were, like, living on their lives. Kind of like the situation that I had with Olivia in her apartment. It wasn't anything like that. It was just, like, he was dead. He knew it. And he was trying to contact people so that he could, like, say certain things. And so then I went home that night and I went up to my mom and I was like, oh my God, it was so sad. Everyone was crying. Like, this is just too much. And then she was like, okay, so I just need to say something. And she's like, it might be crazy. I don't know. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And she was like, so he came to me and he told me to tell you to say something to somebody. And I was like,
so okay. At this point, this ghost is getting a little angry at you.
Yeah. And, okay. But not like angry in like aggressive way, more of just like a dude, do something about
like,
this.
Like, you can do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well, that just confirmed it for me. Like, that's all I probably really needed to know. All right, great. So he's, like, definitely there. And from that point onward, he's just kind of been around me. And what's crazy is we weren't friends in real life, like, when he was alive. We had very, like, weird interactions. Like, we were on the same basketball team, but we weren't really friends. And, like, we have the same birthday. So it was, like, every year I would see him, like, we both be like, hey, like, we have the same birthday. Whoa, silly. Like, whatever.
That is a very awkward relationship to have with someone.
I've had those relationships,
it's like, hey, birthday buddies. Yeah. And like, I don't fucking
you walk
know
by you. With, like, cupcakes, and you're like, hey. Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Yep, exactly. So that's what it was like. And now I would say I haven't really, like, been doing a lot of, like, ghosty stuff lately, just since I moved out here. But for a really long time, I would say we were pretty close. And we also had a bunch of mutual friends that knew him pretty well. And that confirmed a lot of things for me that he was actually, like, sticking around me. Because, like, I didn't know a lot of information about him. So I started picking up on all these little things and I would confirm it with people and they'd be like, oh yeah, you're right, 100%. That's, like, literally what he was like or what he would say or, like, just certain things that needed confirmation. Everyone would confirm it. So I was like, okay, well, he's here. Like, what do I do with this? And he kind of just stuck around for whenever I needed him to help me whenever I was, like, super, super freaked out over, like, things that I didn't understand, which is really nice. Like, the guy that I can talk to and be like, hey, there's a thing here, and I don't want it to be here, so can you, like, figure that out? And a lot
and
of time...
And he'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. So,
how do you... Oh,
no, please.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
How do you communicate? I mean, do you have a way of, like, summoning him to that place,
no,
or you just kind of can mentally communicate to that?
Yeah, it's all mental, which makes me feel insane. But like I said,
It works.
Yeah. And like I said, I was able to confirm a lot of information that I didn't know about him. So I was kind of just like, I guess I kind of have to believe that this is true. Like, there's, I feel like there's just been too many things. Like, the biggest thing I remember. So one of our mutual friends, she moved to Phoenix and I was really, really close with her. And, I remember one night he just showed up and I instantly felt him say, like, you need to text her right now, like, right now. And I was like, okay. So I just, like, grabbed my phone, texted her, and I was like, hey, are you okay? And she was like, she's not one to be, like, dramatic or be, like, you know, upset about anything. She's a very cheerful person. She just replied with, like, no, I'm not okay right now. And then she was like, oh, wow, yeah. And I actually just told him to tell you to tell me something.
Whoa.
And so
So she was communicating with
him as well, because she could do it as well.
Okay.
So it was like us being able to both talk to ghosts, and we were able to communicate through him even though we were miles apart. Mm-hmm. That was like the moment where I was like, okay, like this, there's just no way. Like there's, that's yeah. insane. How can she be so far away and have him just show up on my side and be like, hey, text her. And then her be like, okay, I just like tested this.
Right.
And it was real. So it was just like, it was too much.
So what is your relationship at this point? Like, what is, why do you think he has found you as like someone to continue to support and help?
I think I'm one of the only people that he knew in real life, like before he died. I always say in real life, but it's like when he was alive, I guess, mm-hmm. that he can like talk to now. And so he finds some type of comfort in that. And then I find comfort in him because I can be able to be like, hey, I'm freaked out. Like, help me out. Like, what can you do for me? What can I do for you? Like this kind of relationship.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's, cool. It's nice.
So do you, have you seen him since that day in school?
Yeah, I've definitely seen him a few times.
So how does that work? Like, is it like, because a lot of these movies kind of make it seem like you enter like this different like point of view or dimension where it's like a different color hue or something. There's smoke billowing about. But is this just like a guy's just like hanging out over there and like, whoa.
Kind of. Well, I mean, I don't see a person like clearly. It's definitely more of just a shadow. And then I see all of the imagery in my mind. And that's how it is for a lot of people that are mediums. So like someone like Teresa Caputo, which has that whole TV show. She's a Long Island medium, and she, a lot of people speculate whether or not she's real or not. I personally think she's real. I've had a really crazy experience with her too.
Oh, we have to talk about
that. Yeah, I'll
I've seen her show.
The Long Island wowzers. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Like, really intense. And so,
yeah. Oh, come on, the people love it, Hadley. Do the squeal thing. The people love it.
I can't do it.
God damn it. Hadley's failing at giving you the content you need.
I'll do it when he's telling the story.
Okay, all right.
So I just see everything in my mind. And a lot of the time I have to confirm these things with people, especially if they're around. Like, let's say someone in this room's like family member showed up. I'd be able to be like, okay, so this is what I'm seeing. Whose is it? Like, whose family member?
Do you see anyone here now?
No. What's crazy is ever since I moved to LA.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah. What if I was like yes, there's seven people in here.
Yeah. Great.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever since I moved to LA, I feel like I haven't been able to do it as well just because my mind's been so clouded. Mm-hmm. But during this time that I was in high school, like, literally all I had to do, like, I had so much free time, was think about ghosts. And I got, like, really sucked into it.
It does seem, like, a little stressful, though, to only have that as your, like, main form of release.
Yeah, but at the same time, I really enjoyed it because I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. Like, this is an ability that not a lot of people have. But I also think almost everyone can do it because everyone feels presences.
Yeah.
I think it's more of how much you believe it's actually happening and how much you feed into it that you can actually like grow your ability to do it. So I think I just decided to kind of like dive in real deep. So there was a time where I was seeing ghosts like every single day. Like I'd be in grocery stores and I'd just like look over and people would come up to me and be like, wait, you can see me? Like what's going on? And it would be like so strange. And it made me feel so crazy at that time.
Okay, sorry,
so many questions. Listen,
yeah, no, please, hit me.
If you're a ghost,
yeah.
Out of all the places you could go, why would you shop for groceries?
A lot of the time...
the most mundane of the living activity.
A lot of the time, it's just people with other people.
I miss those samples.
Like, they're... like, it's like, do a lot of ghosts attach themselves to whoever they love
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly.
And then they're just with them.
Yeah. So, like, if
it's
you're...
it's kind of sweet.
Yeah, it's really, really sweet. Like, I've only had a few really spooky experiences, okay. And I'll get into those too because mm-hmm. they're very intense. But they're like really scary.
There we go. Oh, that's the squeal you love, Booze.
They hate it, please.
Please, she's embarrassed. She's like, oh, the people.
Oh, the people.
Oh, my God.
All
my
of
fans.
Them.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I typically don't have very many bad experiences with people because they're just people. Like, a lot of the time they know that they're dead and they're just as surprised to see that I can see them as I am to see them.
Right.
So it's kind of just like a, okay, now we know that we can do this, like, whatever. And, like, a lot of the time they'll move on. There's some people that'll be like, oh my God, like, I need you to tell this person these things. And it's just like, whoa, like, I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't actually owe you anything.
Exactly.
Have you been that for people? Like, have you communicated?
Yeah, I guess we could just jump into this one story that I definitely wanted to talk about. So there was my one friend, Astrid, that I worked with in Hollister, and...
Shoutouts to Hollister, sponsor us, right?
Oh, there we go, bada bing! Hollister's not the one that almost shut down, right? That's Abercrombie.
That's Aeropostale.
That's the one with the bad CEO, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no. Abercrombie is the one with the bad CEO, but he doesn't work for the company anymore. They, like, fired him right after he said all the
shout
things
outs
he said.
Shoutouts to that.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe don't sponsor us.
Maybe don't sponsor us.
We're
yes.
good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was working with my friend Astrid at Hollister, and she had a sister that died when they were pretty young. And she said that she would always, like, feel her around every once in a while.
Sorry, Hadley's laughing because I'm dripping sweat. I've sweated through my sweat rag. It's getting a little rough over
here. We love summers in LA.
We love a good summer.
Please move here. We have so much room, and it's
so fucking hot! Anyway.
Exactly.
Hollister. Okay, so Hollister. Hollister, yeah. Astrid, dead sister.
How yeah. old were you?
I was probably 18 at the time.
Okay.
And we got really close with each other. And one day, right before we opened, we were, like, cleaning up the store. And we were just, like, folding clothes, making sure it was ready to be open. And it was just her and I. And we were in this, like, very front room. And I was like, okay, so I think your sister's here. And she was like, okay, like, I really want you to confirm it after we gone, like, went through a little bit of conversation of, like, what she was saying and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I'll confirm it with you. I definitely think we need to do this as well, because, like, it could just be anyone and kind of, like, messing with us. And so then I started getting images of, like, little kids running around, like, playing tag in, like, a desert area. And I told that to her, and she was like, oh my God, that's, like, one of the only memories that I have of her. Like, I remember being in Mexico with her and running around and playing with all the kids in the neighborhood at my grandma's house. She's like, that alone confirms that it's definitely her.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was, like, a lot to take in just for that. And then I remember also just being so, like, almost, like, in and out of consciousness. Like, almost as if she was, like, speaking through me. But it wasn't like I was possessed.
Yeah.
It was just that I was, like, her, like, channel
the
system. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And you were just open to her in that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. So. And it was, like, not in an aggressive way. It was just kind of like a, I'm here to, like, help you out. So then, right after that, I think our manager came over and was like, what are you guys doing? Like, get back to work. Like, we're opening in, like, 15 minutes. Like, hurry up. And then I was like, oh my God, okay. So I turned around. But before I turned around, I told her, I was like, if there's anything you want to talk to her about, like, feel free to speak to her because she's right next to you. And then we both turned around. We were like, we went back to work. And then, like, maybe a minute later, I heard my friend, like, that is alive in my head say, like, I miss you so much, and I just wish you were still here. And without missing a beat, I just, like, turned around, and I was like, she says she misses you too, and, like, not to be so worried about her not being here anymore. And she just, like, started sobbing. And
Whoa.
She was like, how did you know that I just said that? And, like, I was, like, frozen, because I was just like, how? Like, that's crazy. And she had to go into the stock room and, like, get herself back together, because she was just so overwhelmed by it.
That's like a rough start to the work.
This all went
yeah,
down
exactly.
in Hollister.
Yeah, no. So what's crazy, though, I also wanted to mention that the Hollister that we were working at and the entire mall that we were working at was actually built on an, like, Indian burial ground.
Oh, my God.
So no. I would see ghosts.
Constantly.
Like... And it was...
Were they okay, or was it angry?
No, they were, like, very angry.
Yeah,
like, nothing was, like, aggressive, but it was, like...
It was a fucking mall!
Yeah, exactly.
Like, burial ground.
And I kept saying that just to, like, freak everyone out. I'd be like, this is built on a cemetery. Like, you guys are gonna be, like, seeing ghosts all the time. And we'd have crazy things happen all the time. But then one person being, like, the person that wanted to confirm it and, like, try and debunk me, looked it up, and it was true. And I was just saying it to be, like... to freak people out.
And because were you seeing things, I was seeing, and then you were like, oh, it must be something like that.
Exactly. I kind of like pieced it together. I was like, oh, I'm seeing like Native American people like inside of the stockroom all the time, just like shadows. Like, this is like kind of strange.
Diversity
and so,
is important in the workplace.
Exactly.
So, God damn it, Thomas.
I don't know if we're going to keep that in, but maybe anyway.
I'm keeping it in. All
right. It's funny.
Jesus.
So, okay. Yeah, we would see ghosts all the time, and someone actually confirmed it for me, and I was like, I didn't want to know that. I was being silly. Like, you're too much. But then I actually looked it up right before I left, and it's 100% true. Like,
damn.
A lot of the area that I grew up in is, like, built on cemeteries of, like, Indian people.
Where are you from?
I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
We've got a lot of connections to Arizona.
Yeah. We're going to Arizona for our finale.
Yes.
Oh, you are.
There's a ghost that wants to kill Thomas there, and we're going to go hang out with her.
No, that's what I do when I hear that ghosts want to kill me. I just go to them.
It's really good to go and make sure that we hang out with her and
so
upset
tired.
Her.
I just want to die.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to die,
we can still hang out. Like, don't even worry about
it. I'll hang out with you once I'm dead. Yeah. Once Ranch goes kills me. Yes.
I have so many questions.
Yeah,
holy
there's a lot
shit.
Of questions. You know what we should do? We should refresh
our
drinks.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, cue
drink
intermission
up.
Music. Oh, we're back.
We're back.
It's hotter than I think it was.
I've sweated through my Hawaiian shirt, so I just want the listeners to picture me, a hairy
I'm
man.
I'm wearing a crop tee.
Very
tea.
Sweaty.
I am very
the most hairy man.
The hairiest man you've ever seen, just sweating through every piece of clothing he owns. But not Jerry.
Jerry looks unfazed.
He's angelic, my God.
Okay, no, I am.
Fuck, Jerry?
Internally,
you're
sweating.
Very sweaty.
Yeah, but
internally.
On the outside, you're like, I'll just sit on this couch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be great.
I'll be fine.
I'm going to bring in our other secret guest, Celine, for a brief minute. So, Celine, how many drinks do you think we made back in that kitchen that we spilled?
Oh, all of them.
So I
was told, just don't come in here. You won't want to see what happens.
I think at this point, we've made probably 8 drinks, but only like 3 of them have made them into the mouths of our guests. We spilled a lot of vodka.
What's good to know is that we have this like Kirkland vodka bottle that's
it's
the size of me.
Larger than anyone could really. Yes,
and,
it's the size of Adley.
And so it's really okay to spill a little.
Yeah.
Check it
out
on their Instagram.
Shout out to Holly for,
shout
for
out, thank
donating
you,
that.
Holly Russ.
Accidentally does.
Yeah, should we say the last
she
name?
She just
who
left
knows?
It at
yeah,
my house.
Great. Lovely. Well, let's get back into the swing of things now that we're drunk and sweaty.
I believe we're going to jump to one of your spookiest stories.
Yeah.
Celine keeps grabbing my hand when I say spooky.
This story is interesting because it features a figure of pop culture that many on the internet know and love.
Mr. Slenderman himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck this story. No. Let's just skip it. Fast forward if you don't want to die?
Or Slenderman to show up in your bedroom tonight.
Maybe.
Celine, no!
He's gonna be in Celine's bedroom. It's gonna be a great time.
So, I guess let's just jump right into this. So, my little brother was playing Slenderman. He was probably about 6 at the time. I can't remember exactly. But he was pretty young, and he was playing Slenderman when he wasn't supposed to. So we told him that he needed to stop because he kept, like, freaking out about it at night.
This is Slender, the game Slender.
Yeah.
I think it's called Slender.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
He's playing
pushes
Slender.
Pushes up glasses. Actually. Yeah.
So he was playing Slender, and we kept, like, freaking out at him. And we were like, you need to stop. This is ridiculous. Like, this is a self, like, made like scary thing that you're putting in your mind. It's just a video game. We literally had to like look up the man who created it to like convince him that it wasn't real. Finally, like listen to like everything that he was telling us about, and he was saying that he kept saying,
"Wait, Thomas, what the fuck's happening over there?"
So as a good.
I'm so sorry, Jerry. I looked over, and Thomas is like throwing a tantrum.
As a good host, I gave Jerry the last ice you have in your house, and my warm cranberry vodkas taste like dog's ass.
So this refreshing drink that he hyped up turned into dog
just
ass.
Garbage.
Woo! All right, all right, Slender.
Are
Slender.
Are you going to be okay?
It's so sweaty.
Thomas's shirt slowly gets more and more unbuttoned.
That's a big mood, though. I understand.
Slender. Okay, you looked up the creator.
Said, yeah. Hey,
and we were telling
real.
My little brother that, like, it. Nothing of this was real. And so then what he was complaining about every single night, because his bed faced our hallway, was that mm-hmm. he was seeing Slenderman in the hallway staring at him every single night. And
woo!
He would wake
you
up
ready, Celine?
Screaming bloody murder. Like, worse than I think I've ever heard any kid screaming. And I...
So you were like, something's happening.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, something's happening, but it was like, oh, he's just having like night terrors or something, and it was all in his head, and like, that's why we kept telling him that
Thomas,
he...
Thomas, pat yourself down.
Getting, woo! Getting sweaty.
My God.
The story's getting him sweaty.
Five rags.
Yeah, but let's...
Oh, don't pick those up, Celine.
Celine,
don't pick them up. Don't pick them
mouth.
Up. You don't need them.
Put them in your mouth!
Don't do it!
Put the sweaty rags in your mouth.
Don't, please
do it.
Don't do it.
So this took a turn. This is the scary story.
This is the most upsetting thing I've ever seen.
She did.
Oh my God. That's the scariest thing that'll ever happen on this planet.
All right.
I don't feel good about that. All right, okay. So Slender, sorry. Your
Jared,
brother
we're
wins.
So sorry. This is a mess. We're so gone.
I'm so hot. Okay. Sorry. Hey, woo. Let's take a deep breath.
So, Slenderman, yeah.
So,
he was
what
seeing
happened?
Him in the hallway.
Okay,
and
that's
he slept
awful.
With his door open because he was scared of the dark. So, we left the hallway light on and we left his door open every single night. And so, he kept complaining about seeing him. And I would run into his room and be like, trying to comfort him, like, hey, like, there's nothing there.
And
like,
you didn't
look.
See anything.
No, I didn't see anything. And so, I'd be like, look, 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 like, there's nothing there. And like, when I would tell him to look, he would scream even louder. Like, and he was already screaming at a point where it was just, like, terrifying to be next to him. Like, I felt like I was in a horror movie whenever he would be screaming. And so I was like, okay, I don't know what to do about this. Like, I'm losing sleep, and sleep is, like, number one for me. Like, I need my sleep. So I was getting really frustrated. And at this point, it's been, like, 5 days of him just screaming every single night about this stupid game.
Did he ask to sleep, like, with your mom or with you?
Yeah.
Why?
Like,
at what
yeah.
point doesn't the parents just be like, stop playing the fucking game,
yeah.
you idiot?
I mean, like, we have. Like, we at that point, we were telling him, like, dude, you need to stop.
Yeah.
And so, finally, one night, I ran in there, and I was just doing the same thing that I was doing every single night. I was like, dude, look, there's nothing there. It's fine. It's fine. Like, we need to calm down.
And then there was something there?
And I looked over, and I was like, no, there's something there.
It was Slenderman.
Like I said, I'm day five into not getting sleep. So me, instead of getting scared, I was like, oh, fuck no, dude, you don't know what you've done. Yeah,
oh, I like this.
I was
like this.
I don't think you understand. I'm not getting sleep because of you. And so then I looked over and I was like, okay, just go to bed. I'll put your nightlight on and I'm going to close the door.
And you're going to deal with
it. Yeah,
that.
And he was like, okay, whatever. Like, finally calms down. I walk out into the hallway, and he had moved into the doorway of my bathroom.
Is it just a tall guy?
So from what I see, it's just a very, very tall figure that's a shadow. Like, very tall, like, to the ceiling tall. Yeah, and so I was
like... That's, like, one of my big fears of, like, tall...
Yeah,
I don't want to put it out there, but, yeah.
What's crazy is, like, I was not scared at all. I just went up to him, and I was like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but... I think you need to stop this right now. And instead of him being like kind of like spooky, like, well, whatever, I could tell that he was like kind of taken back by it.
Yeah, because he's probably just like, yeah, scared.
Yeah,
people.
Like, whatever, yeah. And so then every single day after that, he's never spoken about Slenderman, and he continues to play that game to this day.
So do you think it was just like a tall spirit taking advantage?
I think, yeah, 100%. Watching him during the day, seeing that he was playing this game and was like, oh, I'm going to have some fun tonight. And I was just like, no, you're not. You're actually not going to do that.
You're actually a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it didn't feel human when I saw it.
Really?
Yeah. So that's where I kind of got freaked out. But at the same time, I was like, I'm not getting sleep, whatever. I remember waking up the next day and I was like, did I just do that? Like,
That's so funny. I guess, yeah, you were at your breaking point. I'm yeah. like, whatever,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly. And there's definitely times where I almost feel a similar presence and I'm like, oh, no, I was kidding. Like, I didn't mean when you needed to leave that you needed to leave. Like, it's fine. Like, it's fine. No, it's like totally okay. Like, I totally freak out sometimes about it.
To circle back briefly.
Wait, every time I look at Thomas, he's in a worse state than he was before.
Listen.
Like, if this was a visual comedy, it would be golden, because now his hair's matted to his forehead.
It's really hot. I wish I wasn't this sweaty, but I am.
But to kind of circle back, would you say that this spirit is evil and it was just taking, like, the form of Slender Man because your brother knew how to, like, process it in that?
Possibly. I still, to this day, don't really understand exactly what happened that night, but I'm still scared of it.
Jerry, are you familiar with the term known as the tulpa?
No, I've never heard this.
So a tulpa is a spirit that kind of manifests itself within, like, a certain, like, specified group consciousness. So it's like certain people see, like, the same thing. So I'm wondering if when your brothers and you and your other saw the Slender Man, that was like a tulpa of some sort. Like, for whatever reason, because your brother had been experiencing the Slender
and
Man
telling us multiple times that that's what it was.
Thing that you all kind of, like, somehow experienced the same projection because you're so connected.
Yes, I have heard of this before because my dad is a huge skeptic. He'll still, like, comfort
really?
Us all. Yeah.
After all of this.
After everything that's happened, he's still very, like, I don't believe you guys. Because he doesn't, like...
Because he doesn't see
anything. Yeah, he doesn't see anything.
Well, no, to be clear, the tulpa, like, this is a term used by people that believe in ghosts. It just means that, like, if someone is contacting a spirit, it's, like, people that are connected with them, like, yeah. see... the same spirit, just because, like, that's how they know how to, like, process it, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's also another theory that you can create, like, radio frequency-wise, like, a certain spirit, and that's what my dad's talking about. And, no, I haven't heard about that, but I definitely see the theory behind that. Like, I think it could be possible that,
like,
that's what we did.
You were able to categorize it as... Slender Man,
and that's how we processed it
because you know of that image or figure.
Yeah,
whatever. I see.
Yeah, but at the same time, who knows? Maybe it was Slender Man.
Shit.
Yeah.
I hate that. Really, though.
The Long Island Medium.
Yes, so we get into that. Yeah.
It's the last story of the night.
Yeah.
My mom's a big fan. Been to the live
show. My mom is also a big fan. So if she's listening, hi, mother, and also hi, other mother. So to jump into the story with Teresa.
Hadley's on the floor, folks. How are your legs doing, Hadley? That also did well amongst the listeners.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Did anyone say, wow,
they're
I love
like,
how Hadley
like
wiggled
those,
her legs?
Dancing legs.
I do lose feeling in my legs sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they're not feeling the best they felt.
Felt, but better than the Dirty Bird in any case.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! All right, Long Island Medium. Teresa something or other.
Yeah, Teresa Caputo, right?
Teresa yep. Caputo.
Yeah, so she...
Recent divorcee.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know
her
that.
What?
Drama T.
Her and Larry?
Yeah,
no,
Larry.
Who broke up with who? What's the tea?
No, it seemed like there were some problems and then it happened. So sad.
Drama.
I liked tea. Them together.
Teresa Hadley single.
Guess so.
Fuck you! Thomas!
As long as you're ambitious and know how to work a computer, Dev will welcome you with open
Jesus,
arms.
Jesus, Dev's more invested in my love life than I am. I'm like, no, I'm happy. She's
I'm
like,
I
need a
don't
computer
know about that.
Fixer. Okay, anyway.
All right, continuing.
So, my mom has been obsessed with Teresa for forever, just in the same way that your mom is.
Yeah.
And she bought us tickets and she surprised me and she was like, we're gonna go see her live. And I was like, oh my gosh, really? Okay. And
was this in Arizona?
This was in Arizona. Cool. And it was at the college that I was going to, so at U of A. And it was in a
Northern
huge
Arizona.
No Southern.
That's Northern Arizona University.
Yeah.
Strike it from the record.
Keep it. Joe Thomas is done.
So
one of them's in Tempe, one of them's in Tucson. That's all I know.
Yeah. So we
he
went.
Knows his Arizona.
We went to this huge stadium, and as I was walking up, I started getting this really intense buzz on the back of my head.
Oh.
And I was like, "This is weird. I felt a similar sensation every single time that like ghosts have shown up, but like to the point where I was like getting dizzy, mm-hmm. and I was like, this is very intense. And I kept telling my mom, like, I'm sorry, like I need water or something, like I'm gonna like pass out or something. And I told her beforehand about this experience that I had, fully in my head, fully crazy, and I thought that I was literally losing my mind completely at this point. So I was at work that day and I felt her at Hall, actually Abercrombie at the time, I transferred.
Damn.
Dang, crazy, right? So I was at work and I had this really intense feeling of Teresa being in like presence of me. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. And then all of a sudden I hear her in my head going, wait, are you, like, who is this? And I was like, who is this?
It's
like
Jerry.
Yeah, like I was just like, what is going on? Like, I don't understand. And we were both kind of just confused. And she was like, you're not dead. I can feel that you're not dead. Like her speaking in her fast, like very yeah. like intense mode. And I was very intimidated by it. And I was like, no, I'm not. And then I was like, okay, I need confirmation that this is happening because I'm seeing you tonight. I'm going to be wearing glasses and a white shirt. If you see me, I need some type of confirmation that this is happening right now.
Whoa.
And then she was like, okay, fine. And I was like, she was like, but I don't have time for this. Like, whatever's going on right now. And it just like kind of stopped.
I don't have time for this.
Doesn't that sound like something?
I love her so yeah. much. And I was like, I don't fucking have time yeah. for this, Jerry.
But
okay.
This is
like,
the projection.
It was
of
like
the Long Island meeting.
Yeah.
With you.
It was like a weird connection. I was just at the mall. I don't, maybe
do
she
was.
Maybe. I don't know. That could definitely be a possibility. I've never thought about that. And so we get there. I'm super overwhelmed. I'm getting that buzzing in the back of my head. I'm starting to see ghosts everywhere. Because imagine every single person there. There's like 900
and
people.
And most people are coming there because they're grieving like some... Like, I remember when I went there, it was like everyone's coming to try to see if they can communicate with whoever
exactly.
they have.
Yeah. So they're like...
That's insane. Yeah. No.
When you go into Abercrombie, you're just like, hi, my mom died just now.
Yeah. Yes. And they're like, buy Great. This shirt. Yeah. That's crazy. So everyone, did most people have like someone attached to them kind of
there
following
them?
There
was at least one person per person there, if not three people per person.
Holy shit.
So imagine 900 times three. Like it was just... so overwhelming. And also I brought my friend that I mentioned earlier to this to talk to her so that I could be able to get her attention. She literally
Your
mentioned
high school friend
yeah
who
the
died.
High school
okay.
friend who died. And so he got her attention. I was so out of it that when she was talking about him that I didn't even realize that she was talking about him, because if you remember, she'll kind of just be like, who's the person that had this and this
yeah.
happen, and
yeah.
raise your hand, and then she'll come over
oh,
and be
yeah.
like,
oh yeah, I should say, I don't know if I said it before, I went to one of these
yes.
shows with my mom as
yeah.
well. Yeah, and she'll just say like, who has a throat thing
yeah,
in this
exactly.
section, and they're like, two people are like, my son died of throat cancer.
Teresa
yeah, you.
Yeah, and it seems, it doesn't seem like it's actually happening, because it seems so like set up. Like,
right.
It seems
so that's
weird.
What I was
it's
wondering.
Hard to believe.
I didn't know how much of it's real or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
From what I understand and what I saw, I definitely think it was very real. It's just
okay.
so many people that yeah. she has such a hard time keeping track of like who
that
it is
sense.
Exactly. And you like lose connection with people so quickly. So that's why she'll kind of yeah. just bounce around and be like this. So as she's telling people, before she's going around and talking to people about how she's going to do it, she's looking around the room. The whole room is lit up so she can see everyone in the audience.
Right.
And she's like, okay, so this is how I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to do this. And she's looking back and forth. And
she's
then
looking for you, Jerry.
She looks at me, stops what she's saying entirely in front of everybody, just stares at me for like a solid 3 seconds and says, oh my God, I'm so sorry. What was I saying? Okay, so anyway, and my mom just looked at me and was like, what just happened? And I was like, I think that's a pretty good confirmation that whatever happened earlier was something
yeah.
that actually happened.
Yeah.
So I wish I could actually talk to her about it, but I think that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty intense.
Well, hey, I'll send her an email from stirredspiritspod@gmail.com.
Perfect.
And her assistant will ignore me.
The infamous Stirred Spirits
yes.
emails?
Yes.
Wait, so then did she talk about your friend later in it?
So
what happened?
Now
so
that
yeah,
happens. That's all part of the plan.
She brought him up, and he died in a very, very specific way. I won't say because it's just so intense.
Got ya.
And she literally said it word for word. And like I said, I was so out of it at the time that I didn't even process that she had said it. And my mom was literally like hitting me, like, she's talking about your friend. She's talking about your friend. And I
like mentioned the way he died.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cause you know how she says, like, if someone with like throat things, like whatever, or, like raise your hand.
There was one at mine that was like a motorcycle or something. And someone had died in like a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
His was really specific. Like, and she said it, like I said, word for word. So my mom was like hitting me and she was like, she's talking about you. She's talking about her, your friend. And I was like, I finally came through and I was like, wait, what's going on? Like what? And then she was like, you need to say something. And she was like raising her hand. And then I didn't do anything and she just didn't come over. And I was just like, oh no. And he came over, like my friend came over and he was like, dude, come on. That was hard. There's so many people here. And I was just like, I'm sorry. Well, whatever. We tried. That's good enough. Like whatever.
Yeah. She saw you.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was more of just kind of like us being like, oh, well, like maybe in the future.
So we can confirm that the Long Island Medium is the real deal?
I think so. I really, really think so.
Oh, boy.
We'll have to find out when she's on the podcast.
Yeah.
Inevitably.
Damn. rag pile next to Thomas is killing me.
And they say rag, but it's paper towels.
Yeah, well, we're calling them rags. Yeah.
Colloquially, they're sweat rags, but I just have shortened them to rags.
Remember when Celine put
the
one
Gucci
in her mouth?
The Gucci paper towels.
I do remember
rags.
That. I think I will never forget that, as a matter
of P.S. Celine is one of my friends. She's just here.
P.S. Celine's here pushing a glass
She's
with her nose.
Fucking weird.
Okay, so we're at... So, all right, well, this has been a lovely episode of Stirred Spirits. Jerry, thank you so much for coming.
Jerry, thank you. And I guess what we've discussed while we were getting some drinks. Is that if you have a question for Jerry, feel free to write us and ask. We're going to have him on again because I know that we probably are overflowing with questions. We just don't have the time for. How should our booze ask us some questions
for Jerry?
Well,
I think you can hit us up on all the social media.
Yeah.
You can hit us up on Facebook, Stirred Spirits. You can hit us up on Twitter, Stirred Spirits, Instagram, Stirred Spirits Pod.
Our website, StirredSpirits.com.
StirredSpirits.com. We've got all
Whatever questions you have for Jerry, send them our way. And we'll have him on soon. And we'll, because I know I have so many questions.
Yeah. Yes. She's already asked some. So,
yeah.
Off.
And we are instituting a new plug segment. So, Jerry, do you have anything to plug?
Any plugs? Okay. Well, follow me on Jerry Maestas on everything. It's just at Jerry, J E R R Y M A E S T A S. And that's it. That's all I'm working on. Just all my socials.
Hadley, do you have any plans?
Sure. You can. I'm working on a web series right now. We've shot everything, but we are currently in post. And you can like us at Kissed You Web Series on Facebook. And I don't know what the fucking handles are for everything else. I hate social media. You can find us. I think you're capable.
Yeah, I think so. If you want to hear people that are not me give cultural opinions that are not about ghosts, follow Crossfader Magazine at XFDR Mag. That's our handle on all the socials. If you like me, you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Twitter at @sad_dad. On Instagram at @big_sad_dad. Thank you. This has been another great episode of Stirred Spirits.
I'm thoroughly spooked. We'll talk to you soon, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm very excited for your guys' questions.
Aw, thank you. I'm going to start making a list.
Yes. All right. Perfect. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. I love you.